Good morning to brothers and sisters at Lord's Grace Church. I want to ask you a question.
各位主恩堂的弟兄姊妹早晨，我想问大家一个问题。
Are you happy to be in the presence of God? If you are, please say amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
如果大家是很开心来到神的同神在一起，请大家大声说阿门。
It's good to hear it twice.
能够听到阿门两次真是一件很开心的事。
I'm really, really, really happy to be with you here this morning. I brought a friend with me from who works with me at Union Gospel Mission. His name is Jason McSween, and he is part of our staff in New Westminster. He has been to Lord's Grace Church before. He doesn't remember, but he has been. So please make him feel at home and welcome him as you do for me. Jason's right there. It's always good to be able to know that no matter whether we're Chinese or if we are different ethnic, that we can always come together in the name of Jesus. This morning, I would like us to just consider a few things in the scripture text that was shared this morning. And I would just like to begin by making this statement. You and I have the opportunity to view programs on either internet or television.
咁你同我咧都有機會咧喺互聯網啦，或者電視啦睇到啲節目嘅。
One of the things that we can learn is actually information on how to repair or even do renovations on our homes.
咁其中一樣我哋學到嘅，可以學到嘅嘢咧，就係點樣去維修或者翻新我哋間屋。
When it comes to maintaining a house or a home.One of the major challenges is keeping the walls straight and your floors level.
咁喺保養間屋嘅時候咧，主要嘅一個挑戰咧，就係咧要保持埲牆啦，係對齊啦，同埋個地板咧就係要水平嘅。
If we don't do that, we may risk losing the strong foundation that is required to keep our homes standing.
如果我哋做唔到呢幾樣嘢咧，咁我哋間屋嘅堅固嘅基礎咧就可能唔喺度，咁間屋咧就可能好容易冧啦。
The world that we live in today is not balanced.
咁而家我哋生活嘅世界咧，其實亦都係一個不平衡嘅世界。
Values and morals are not defined by an absolute standard.
道德同埋價值觀咧都冇一個絕對嘅標準。
Spirituality is chosen as a consumer product from a wide selection of religious flavors of the day.
咁各類型嘅宗教咧可以任君選擇啦，而靈性咧亦都成為咗一個消費嘅商品。
Corporate processes become the major means by how we determine the worth of an individual and how we measure success, which tragically is also happening in our churches today.
咁企業嘅過程咧，就成為咗確定個人嘅價值同埋衡量成功嘅主要方法。咁好不幸咧，呢一種情況咧，亦都喺教會度發生。
With these ongoing changes, the study of Paul's letter to the Thessalonians is very appropriate.
咁咧就基於呢一啲嘅變化啦，咁我哋今日咧就睇保羅寫俾帖撒羅尼家人嘅書信咧，其實咧係好適合。
It's a short letter in the Bible that gives us practical guidance and how to live wisely in a world that is without meaning and direction.
咁呢個咧係一封好簡短嘅書信啦。咁同埋不過咧，佢就為我哋提供咗一個好實用嘅指導，教導我哋咧點樣喺一個冇意義同埋冇方向嘅世界入邊咧，係活得有智慧嘅。
Thessalonica was a port city, much like Vancouver.
咁帖撒羅尼加咧係一個港口嘅城市，就同温哥華咧係好似嘅。
It's described as a major worldly attraction due to its location, wealth, and unrestricted lifestyle.
因為佢嘅位置啦，佢嘅財富啦，同埋無拘無束嘅生活咧，就吸引咗好多人嚟呢度。
During Paul's missionary journey to Thessalonica.
咁保罗喺帖撒罗尼加宣教嘅期间咧
，some Jewish people in the region actually believed in the Lord。
咁嗰度一啲犹太人咧就系信咗主嘅
，which included a large number of God-fearing Greeks。
咁当中咧亦都包括咧好多敬畏上帝嘅希腊人。
Unfortunately, the Jews of the city became jealous of the Apostle Paul。
咁唔好彩咧就系当时咧城入边有啲犹太人咧就妒忌保罗。
A campaign of slander against Paul forced Paul and his friend Silas to leave the city.
咁佢哋咧就開始誹謗保羅啦，咁導致咧保羅同埋佢嘅朋友西拉咧就要離開嗰度。
But Paul, he was very still concerned about the church.
但係保羅咧仍然好關心帖撒羅尼加嘅教會。
It was a new church, and there were many tensions in that city, which caused division.
咁嗰間教會咧係新嘅教會啦，同埋由於嗰個城市入邊咧，都令到咧就係有好多嘅緊張嘅情況。
So in response to this, Paul he wrote this letter to the church in Thessalonica.
咁所以作為回應咧，保羅就寫咗呢封信俾帖撒羅尼加嘅教會。
A church, according to what God has called us to be, is called a group of people.Called by God, built on a strong foundation of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
咁乜嘢係作為教會咧？教會咧就係被上帝召集起嚟嘅一班人。咁我哋嘅信仰嘅根基咧就係建立喺主耶穌基督裏邊。
Let me please share three things from verse 3 that are very important to what a healthy church needs to be.
咁而家咧，我就想同大家分享三樣好重要嘅嘢。呢三樣咧就係話俾我哋聽咧，一個健康教會嘅指標喺邊度
？So as we look at the verse 3, the first thing I want to share is this: is that a healthy church is built on the love of Christ.
咁第一點我想同大家分享嘅咧，就係一個健康嘅教會咧，就係建造喺基督嘅愛上邊。
Paul talks about the work produced by faith.
保羅咧喺第三節講到咧。因信心所做嘅功夫。
Paul was always clear that we cannot earn our salvation by anything that we do.
保罗咧好清楚同我哋讲，我哋唔可以透过我哋做嘅任何嘢咧，系赢取我哋嘅救恩嘅。
God's forgiveness is a gift of grace.
上帝嘅宽恕咧，系佢恩典嘅礼物。
Grace is not a consumer product that is manufactured by an individual or business.
恩典咧唔係一個個人啦，或者公司製造出嚟咧可以嘅消費品。
Paul is referring to the change that happens to true believers as a result of their relationship to God。
所以保羅所指嘅咧就係發生喺真信徒上邊嘅改變，而呢個改變咧就係佢哋同上帝關係嘅結果。
As we fellowship with others, we grow in maturity。
當我哋同其他弟兄姊妹相交嘅時候咧，我哋咧就會變得成熟。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13 bears that out.
呢個咧就係以弗所書四章十三節所講嘅。
We learn to depend on Him to help us to be humble and gentle and patient.
我哋都靠住咧幫助我哋謙虛啦，有温柔啦，同埋有忍耐。
We help each other by building each other up in love.
我哋咧都大家彼此相助啦，喺愛中建立。
When we gather together, we use our gifts.
当我哋聚埋一齐嘅时候咧，我哋会使用我哋嘅恩赐啦。
And we learn from others.
同埋咧，我哋亦会同其他人咧学习。
We learn from others who use their gifts.
我哋咧向其他都使用佢哋恩赐嘅人咧，就嚟到学习。
Which in turn equips us to walk with God and service for Him.
咁喺呢个过程之中咧，我哋咧就同上帝同行啦，同埋服侍佢。
A true relationship with God must take place before we do church with God.
所以喺参与神嘅教会之前咧，我哋必须咧同上帝首先建立一个关系。
We can get lost in a performance-centered faith.
我哋咧其实好容易咧会迷失喺一个睇重表现嘅信仰里边。
This kind of faith can lead us to believe that just mere activity of religious service is enough.
呢种信仰咧会令我哋即系俾我哋以为咧就净系参加一啲嘅宗教活动啦，咁就够啦。
Too many people think that doing religious things makes us spiritual.
有很多人咧，甚至会认为咧，只要参与一啲宗教嘅活动咧，就可以变得好熟灵。
But it has more to do with being what Christ wants us to be.
但系咧，熟灵咧唔单单咧，只系在乎基督希望我哋成为咩嘅人。
More than what He wants us to do.
或者咧，佢系想我哋做一啲乜嘢
？Because what we do for God,
因为当我哋为上帝做事嘅时候咧
，can only be done through the power of the Holy Spirit.
只有靠圣灵嘅能力咧，先至可以做到嘅。
Our ministry for Jesus has to come from our heart。
我哋为耶稣所做嘅事工咧，必须要带有
a heart that is deeply rooted in the love of Jesus。
就必须要带有咧一个扎根喺耶稣嘅心。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 says。
腓立比书二章五节咁样讲。
In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus.
在同其他人的关系上边咧，你哋都以耶稣基督的心为心。
He was the one who perfectly modeled for us the heart of a servant.
耶稣基督咧为我哋提供乜嘢叫做仆人嘅心一个完全嘅榜样。
In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1 to 3.
在以弗所书四章一至三节。
It says, as a prisoner for the Lord.
我为主被囚嘅，劝你们。
I urge you to live a life worthy.
既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召嘅恩相称。
Worthy of the calling you have received.
就系要同蒙召嘅恩相称。
Be completely humble and gentle.
凡事谦虚温柔。
Be patient.
忍耐。
Bearing with one another in love.
用爱心互相宽容。
Make every effort to keep the unity.
要极力保守圣灵所赐合二为一嘅心。
Keeping the unity of the spirit through the bond of peace.
就系用和平嚟到彼此联络，极力保守圣灵所赐合二为一嘅心。
In verse 14-16.
接住咧，以弗所书第十四章嘅第四章嘅十四至十六节。
Then we will no longer be infants.
使我哋不再做小孩子。
Tossed back and forth by the waves.
系好似被风咁样摇嚟摇去。
Blown here and there by every wind.
就系中咗人嘅诡计同埋欺骗嘅法术。
Every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people.
被一切异教之风摇来摇去。
In their deceitful scheming.
随从各样嘅异端。
Instead, speaking the truth in love,
用爱心说诚实话。
We will grow to become in every aspect,
凡事长进。
The mature body of Him who is the head,
连于元首基督。
That is Christ.
即系连于元首基督。
From Him, the whole body joined and held together,
全身都靠他联络不合适。
By every supporting ligament,
八节各按头各职
grows and builds itself up in love,
系照着各体嘅功用彼此相助
as each part does its work.
即系用各体嘅功用彼此相助
You notice it's first being before doing.
所以你可以睇到咧，首先咧要成为，然后咧先至系做嘢
Genuine faith involves an active response of commitment.
所以真正的信咧，系涉及对基督嘅委身。
Commitment to Christ that will change the way we live。
呢一种嘅委身咧，会改变我哋嘅生活方式。
And how we share Christ's love in a world that is lost in sin。
同 同埋咧，我哋點樣同一個迷失喺罪惡嘅世界分享基督嘅愛
？Jay, you did a great job. that's a translator I've had. This is great. Wow.
感謝主，感謝主，多謝你哋嘅祈禱。
All right. Secondly, a healthy church labors in love.
一個健康嘅教會咧喺愛中工作。
Paul identifies a second characteristic.
在这里保罗指出了第二个特征。
There is a tendency to view faith.
很多人会倾向将信
as something very intellectual.
将信看到好像是理智的。
So we tend to view love as something emotional.
而将爱看成一些是很情感的东西。
Notice Paul's use of the word labor.
但你看到保罗咧，就系话喺爱中工作。
It is something that requires hard work.
工作咧系一件需要努力嘅事情。
Hard work that produces fatigue and even exhaustion.
而呢一种努力系会产生疲劳啦，甚至会令到人咧系筋疲力尽。
In marriage counseling, the reference to the word love is not so much an emotion.
喺婚姻辅导里边咧。愛情咧，其實咧就唔係話係一種情感嘅。
One of a decision。
咁咧其實係一種決定。
An act of the will。
係一種意志嘅行動。
It is said agape, which means sacrificial and intentional。
大家都聽過呢個字叫做 agape。咁 agape 嘅愛咧係包含咗犧牲同埋係出現性嘅。
There are two levels to this love that Paul is talking about。
保罗讲嘅呢一种爱咧，系有两个嘅层次。
The first one means being the love for God。
而第一个层次咧，就系对上帝嘅爱。
The true Christian is the one who seeks after God。
真正嘅基督徒咧，系一个寻求上帝嘅人。
One who brings into line his or her heart with God's desires。
佢将佢嘅心思意念咧，同上帝嘅心意咧，系达成一致。
This person seeks to know all that they can about God.
这个人呢，是会尽其所能地去了解上帝。
Who makes time for God.
他会给上帝时间。
And finds ways to please God.
同埋呢，会取悦上帝。
God is always in their thoughts.
他们的脑海里面呢，时时刻刻都有上帝。
Does this describe your relationship with Jesus?
这个有没有是不是描述了你和上帝的关系呢？
The second level involves how much we express the love of God to others.
第二个层次咧，就涉及我哋系点样同其他人表达上帝嘅爱。
This love's not easy.
呢一种爱咧就唔简单嘅。
Because it calls us to love even those that we may find unlovable.
因为佢要求我哋咧去爱嗰啲我哋觉得唔可爱嘅人。
We must be careful to avoid using labels to describe people.
我哋要好小心，唔好咧就系同人咧贴标签。
People are human beings that are broken like you and me。
人咧其实系破碎嘅，好似你同我都系破碎嘅。
James chapter 2 verse 14 to 19。
喺雅各书2:14-19。
It reads, "What good is it, my brothers?"
佢话我嘅弟兄们。
If a man claims to have faith but has no deeds。
若有人说自己有信心，却没有行为
，Can such faith save him？
有什么益处呢
？Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes。
若果你弟兄或者姊妹赤身露体
，And without daily food，
又缺了日用的饮食
，If one of you says to him，
你们中间人有人对他说
，Go， I wish you well，
平平安安地去吧
，Keep warm and well fed，
愿你们穿得暖，吃得饱。
But does nothing about his physical needs.
却不及他身体所需用的。
What good is it?
还有什么益处呢？
In the same way,
这样
faith by itself,
信心若没有行为
if not accompanied by action,
若没有行为
is dead,
就是死的。
Someone else will say,
必有人说
you have faith,
你有信心
I have deeds,
我有行为
show me your faith without deeds.
你将你没有行为的信心指给我看。
And I will show you my faith by what I do.
我便藉着我的行为将我的信心指给你看。
You believe that there is one God?
你信神只有一位。
Good.
你信得不错。
Even the demons believe that and shudder.
鬼魔也信，却是战惊。
Where I work at Union Gospel Mission.
我工作嘅UGM 呢个机构咧。
I tell my staff to tell other people.
我就成日都同我啲同工同其他人讲。
Don't tell me you care.
唔好话你，只系话你口头上话你关心。
Unless you show me you care.
你要俾我睇到你真系关心。
This love causes us to go beyond our comfort zone.
所以呢一种爱咧，会要使我哋咧踏出我哋嘅安舒区。
Because God loves all those He has created.
因为上帝神爱佢所有嘅创造。
It's so easy to judge people.
我哋咧好容易论断人。
That don't act the way that we want them to.
特别咧嗰啲唔照住我哋心意行事嘅。
God did not call us.
上帝咧冇呼召我哋。
To police the behavior of other people.
去监督其他人嘅行为。
He called us to love people.
佢呼召我哋去爱人。
So that they may see Jesus in us.
好让佢哋喺我哋嘅身上咧睇到耶稣。
Do you make it easy for others to want to see Jesus?
你有冇你所做嘅嘢有冇令到其他人系更容易睇到耶稣基督咧
？Or do they just see someone that's keeping them away from Jesus?
定系佢哋只系见到一啲人咧系让佢哋离开耶稣咧系越嚟越远咧？
Our human nature leads us to love people.
我哋嘅人性咧，会让我哋咧去爱人。
That are easy to love and only when it is convenient to do so.
但系咧，只系爱嗰啲容易爱嘅人，同埋只有我哋喺方便嘅时候咧，先至会爱。
When you truly love someone,
当你真正爱一个人嘅时候咧
，it should not depend on your feelings.
系唔应该取决于你嘅感觉嘅。
But on your conviction to love them as God has loved you.
而系要确信咧，像好似上帝爱你咁样咧去爱佢哋。
Do you remember John chapter 3 verse 16?
大家仲记唔记得约翰福音三章十六节
？For God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
That He gave.
神爱世人，佢俾佢。
He gave. He acted.
神爱心人。佢將佢嘅獨生子賜俾我哋，佢有一個行動嘅。
And he did so in his love.
而係佢係因為佢愛我哋，所以佢咁做。
It was not conditional.
係冇條件嘅。
It wasn't because of what someone did or didn't do.
唔係因為有啲人做咗啲嘢或者冇做啲嘢。
You and I did not ask him to love us.
我哋冇問神要佢愛我哋。
God so loved you and me.
神愛你同埋愛我。
Don't forget who you were before you met Jesus.
所以唔好忘记喺我哋遇见耶稣之前，我哋一个点样嘅人。
In these days of change,
喺呢一啲千变万化嘅日子里边
，we must find creative ways.
我哋需要有创意嘅方法
to build relationships to people where they are at.
同其他人建立关系。
You don't have to like what people do.
你唔使中意佢哋所作所为。
But there is no excuse for not loving them for who they are.
但系我哋冇藉口唔爱佢哋本来嘅样子。
They are a creation of God.
因为佢哋系上帝嘅创造。
Are you as a church prepared to roll up your sleeves to help the hurting?
作为一个教会，你哋有冇准备好卷起你哋嘅衫袖去帮助啲受伤嘅人咧
？Do we really care about each other?
我哋系咪真系互相嘅关心咧？
Or are we just keeping attendance on who shows up on any given Sunday?
定系我哋只系关心每个星期日有几多嘅出席人数咧
？Is your church humble enough to see?
你哋嘅教会有冇足够嘅谦卑
？To see beyond the surface of a hurting person?
能够超越外表睇到一个受伤嘅人
？To understand their need for support?
了解佢哋需要嘅支持
？And healing that only God can give.
同埋只有上帝先能夠俾佢哋嘅醫治。
How about your love for those who have been entrusted with a large responsibility？
我哋對教會嘅領袖就係嗰啲被委任帶領教會。
That large responsibility of leading your church to the preaching of God's word？
就係嗰啲有好大嘅責任，好似宣講神嘅話語啦。
And pastoring of the fellowship in the community。
或者牧養教會嘅群體啦。
If we are unable to care about each other in God's church,
如果我哋喺上帝嘅教會入邊都唔能夠彼此關懷。
What does this say about your love for those who live in your neighborhood?
咁樣我哋喺我哋教會所在嘅鄰舍同埋社區裏邊嘅人咧，又俾咗啲咩嘅信息俾佢哋咧？
As well as the community in which your church meets. Okay. Are you only interested in going to church?
你係咪淨係對翻教會感到有興趣啊？
Or are you committed to being the church? God's standard is clear.
神的标准是很清楚的。
1 John 4:19.
约翰一书四章十九节。
We love because he first loved us.
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
The third point I want to share this morning.
咁今日我想同大家分享嘅第三点咧。
A healthy church endures by hope.
就是健康的教会呢，因盼望而长存。
As it is today, things were not easy in Thessalonica.
就好像今天一样，帖撒罗尼加的教会呢，是面对种种的困难。
Life is real and it comes with its challenges.
生活呢，是真实的，它呢，是有很多的挑战。
The Thessalonians endured because they did not place their hope on just wishful thinking.
帖撒羅尼加的教會之所以能夠堅持下來，不是因為他們是將希望寄託在一些很飄渺的事情上面。
But on a strong confidence in the promises of God.
而是堅信上帝的應許。
The book of Proverbs helps us understand the nature of being wise in centered in God.
箴言這卷書就幫助我們理解到智慧的本質。
It also guides us toward practical skills in living.
咁咧，同時咧，佢都引導我哋咧喺一啲生活上嘅實踐。
And not only impacts the individual, but also in the community.
唔單止影響我哋個人啦，都影響呢個社區嘅。
Some of the insights found in Proverbs includes.
咁箴入邊一啲智慧嘅見解包括咗
relationships.
人際關係啦。
Sexual ethics.
性道德。
Listening to advice.
聽取建議
，work ethics，
職業道德
，business ethics，
商業道德
，planning，
計劃
，dealing with authority，
同權威打交道
，and the use of alcohol，
濫用酒精
，relationships with friends and neighbors，
同朋友同埋鄰舍嘅關係
，conflict，
衝突
，anger，
憤怒
，taking care of the vulnerable，
照顧弱勢群體
，and the danger of pride，
同埋驕傲嘅危險。
Where do you look for wisdom to live in these difficult days?
喺呢啲困難嘅日子裏邊，你去邊度揾智慧咧？
How do you make decisions in the face of an uncertain future?
面對唔確定嘅未來，你係點樣做決定嘅咧？
The answer to these important questions,
呢啲重要問題嘅答案咧，
can only be found in God's word.
只有喺上帝嘅話語之中咧，先至揾到嘅。
We stay patient.
我哋話我哋要有耐心。
Because we believe that life is not out of control.
因為咧，我哋知道咧，生命咧唔係會失控嘅。
Even when we feel it is.
雖然有時感覺上咧，好似係咁樣樣。
And that there is no hope.
就好似冇盼望咁樣。
We place our trust in God.
但係我哋相信神帝，
And in His word.
同埋佢嘅話語。
Because He can, because He has assured us.
因為佢已經同我哋保證。
That He is on the throne and in control.
佢坐喺寶座上邊，同埋佢係掌權嘅。
We hang tough because we believe that the Lord.
我哋堅持不懈，因為我哋相信神。
The righteous judge.
我哋相信主係公義嘅。
Will reward those who have stood firm.
佢係會獎賞嗰啲站立得穩嘅人。
John chapter 14 verse 1 to 3 says.
約翰福音十四章一至三節。
Do not let your hearts be troubled.
你們心裏不要憂愁。
Trust in God, trust also in me.
你们信神，也当信我。
In my Father's house are many rooms.
我在父的家里有许多住处。
If it were not so,
若是没有
I would have told you.
我就早已告诉你们了。
I'm going there to prepare a place for you.
我去原是叫为你们预备地方去。
And if I go and prepare a place for you,
我若去为你们预备了地方
I will come back and take you to be.
就必再來接你們到我那裏去。
to be with me, that you also may where I am.
我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
Here is my final thoughts with you this morning.
咁而家咧就係我有啲總結。
There are too many people.
有太多嘅人咧。
Who call themselves God's church.
自稱為神嘅教會或者上帝嘅教會。
They dress the part.
佢哋扮得好得體。
They speak the language.
佢都講得好好聽。
And they just play the part.
但其實咧，佢哋只不過喺度扮緊嘢啫。
I often hear Christians saying.
我亦都經常聽到基督徒咁樣講。
I have responsibilities at my job.
我喺工作上邊有我嘅責任。
I need time for my family and for myself.
我要照顧家庭，我都需要有個人嘅時間。
I can barely fit Sunday services in.
翻嚟主日崇拜已經好困難啦。
And then the church wants me to serve God?
而教會而家仲要叫我服侍神？
Are you kidding me?
你係咪講笑啊？
Did God create you to be too busy?
咁上帝創造你係咪為你讓令你忙到
too busy to worship and serve Him?
忙到冇時間敬拜同埋服侍佢咧？
Living a proper life.
點樣去活得適當？
It's about balancing your priorities.
就要懂得點樣平衡優先優先次序。
Did God create you for the purpose?
上帝創造你。
Of making a living?
上帝創造你嘅目的係咪淨係為咗謀生咧？
Or has He called you to make a life?
定係佢有呼召你出來活出生命？
When you read your church's covenant,
當你哋讀到你哋教會嘅使命宣言嘅時候。
Does it still represent the commitment that you made to God?
佢有冇代表你作為一個信仰團體？
And this community as a body of believers?
對上帝同埋呢個羣體所作出嚟嘅一個承諾咧。
I noticed that you put your church covenant in your bulletin today.
咁今日咧喺我哋嘅即係單張入邊咧，有一個係我哋教會宣言嘅冊頁嚟嘅。
I read through it myself this morning.
咁今朝咧，我都有睇過，都有讀過。
Very, very high standards.
係非常非常高嘅標準。
Would you say your church is a healthy church?
所以我想問下你，你覺得你哋教會係咪健康咧
？I'm not here to tell you whether it is or not.
我唔係喺呢度話俾大家聽，你教會係健康或者唔健康。
I just asked the question.
我只不過係想問呢個問題。
Together, you are a group of people.
所以你哋咧係一班人。
You're called out of this world to represent Jesus。
你哋被神從呢個世界呼召出嚟咧，作為代表耶穌基督嘅人。
To represent Jesus as His church。
係用透過教會咧嚟到代表耶穌基督。
I will finish by asking you 10 things, or saying that 10 things that God won't ask you.On the day he sees you.
咁作為結束咧，我就想同大家講，你見到神嗰日咧，上帝咧係唔會問你嘅十件事情。
There are 10 things that God won't ask you on the day he sees you.
有十樣嘢咧，當你見到主嗰日咧，上帝係唔會問你嘅。
Number one, God won't ask what kind of car you drove.
上帝咧唔會問你揸過咩車。
He'll ask how many people you drove who didn't have transportation.
但佢會問你咧，你車過幾多冇車嘅人
？Number two, God won't ask the square footage of your house.
上帝咧唔會問你間屋有幾大。
He'll ask how many people you welcomed in your home.
但佢會問你咧，你喺屋企接待過幾多人
？Number three, God won't ask about the clothes you had in your closet.
上帝咧唔會問你個衫櫃入邊咧有幾多衫。
He'll ask how many you helped to clothe.
但佢要問你咧，你幫助咗幾多赤身露體嘅人
？Four, God won't ask what God won't ask what your highest salary was.
神咧唔會問你最高嘅薪水係幾多。
He'll ask if you compromise your character to get it.
但佢要問你唔會因為要得到咁高嘅薪水咧而喪失咗你嘅人格。
Number five, God won't ask what your job title was.
上帝咧唔會問你個工作嘅頭銜係乜嘢。
He'll ask if you performed your job to the best of your ability.
但佢會問你有冇盡自己嘅能力咧去做好你嘅工作。
Number six, God will ask how many friends you had.
第六，上帝唔會問你咧，你有幾多朋友。
He'll ask how many people to whom you are a friend.
但佢會問你咧，有幾多人咧將你當作佢嘅朋 咁佢哋。
Number seven, God won't ask in what neighborhood you live.
神咧唔会问你你住喺边一区。
He'll ask how you treated your neighbors.
但佢会问你咧，你点样对待你嘅邻舍。
Number eight, God won't ask about the color of your skin.
第八，神咧唔会问你你嘅肤色系乜嘢色。
He'll ask about the content of your character.
但佢会问你你品格嘅内涵系乜嘢。
Number nine, God won't ask why it took you so long to seek salvation.
第九，上帝咧唔会问你点解咁耐先至去寻求救恩。
He'll lovingly take you to your mansion in heaven and not the gates of hell.
但佢会好亲切带你去到天堂你嘅豪宅里边，而唔系去地狱嘅大门。
Number ten, God won't have to ask how many people you forwarded this message to.
神咧唔需要问我哋问你你将呢一条短信啦发咗俾啲几多人啦。
He already knows whether or not you're ashamed to share this information with your friends.
咁因为佢已经知道咧，你会唔会即系愿意同你嘅朋友分享呢啲信息。
It isn't the number of steps that you have traveled that counts.
你走过嘅几多步咧，其实咧系唔紧要嘅。
It is the direction in which you are traveling.
紧要嘅咧就系你行紧呢个旅途嘅方向咧，系咪正确？
God bless you as a church as you anticipate ministry as the fall comes very close.
愿神祝福你哋教会同埋你哋教会嘅事工。
And I thank you so much for just allowing me to share some thoughts of encouragement to you today.
同埋我真系好多谢大家今日俾我系有机会咧同大家分享一啲我对圣经嘅睇法。
You know the message is done because it's starting to rain.
咁咧，我知道我哋大家知道咧，就係我哋講到咧，今日結束啦，因為已經開始落雨啦。
Pastor Sam told me to leave, so I'm going to stop and leave right now.
咁啊，Pastor Sam咧叫我要走啦，我所以咧就要走啦。多謝大家。
Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you.